This weekend marks the centennial of the Titanic disaster. 100 years ago, the ship, it was thought God himself couldn't sink, struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic. It was about 20 minutes before midnight on April 14, 1912. 2 hours and 40 minutes later, Titanic was gone. Over 1,500 died that night. We're going to remember one of them now, Wallace Hartley.
He started work as a teller in a bank, but within a very short time, switched.
Switched to music, says maritime historian John Maxton Graham in his book Titanic Tragedy, A New Look at the Lost Liner. The son of a church choirmaster in England, Wallace Hartley conducted and played violin. He worked some 80 voyages before joining the Titanic as bandmaster. Maxton Graham describes the 33-year-old Hartley as so dapper and hip to new music, he used the name Hotley in his wireless messages.
Whenever he went to New York, he didn't go to the oyster houses or the taverns that his fellow crewmen went to. He went to Tin Pan Alley looking for sheet music because he was hipped on getting the latest possible music to play for his passengers.
Music like Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band. Of course, Wallace Hartley and his musicians became the stuff of legend as Titanic was sinking because they kept playing. Like many details that night, accounts vary, but as Maxton Graham tells it, first they played inside and later wearing life jackets.
They moved outdoors where there was no piano, no light, no chairs, no music stands, and played on that cold outer deck.
Their final song has been much debated. The hymn, Nearer My God to Thee, was long a favorite. The most famous Titanic chronicler, Walter Lord, originally thought it was the hymn tune Autumn. Lord later came to believe it was actually a waltz with a similar name.
Thanks to Walter Lord, I think the real last tune they played was a little bittersweet waltz by Archibald Joyce. He gave it a French name, as many Edwardian creative people did. They thought if it made it French, it would be a little more elegant. So he called it Songes d'Automne, Thoughts or Dreams of Autumn.
Whatever the final song, Maxton Graham has come to think of Wallace Hartley in those final hours on the Titanic as a minister tending his flock.
And his flock were those musicians. He was taking care of their spiritual needs near the end of their lives by giving them a job that they could do that would fill the time. My conviction is it gave as much comfort to the men who were playing as to the people who heard them.
All the musicians on Titanic, 8 men, including bandmaster Wallace Hartley, died that April night 100 years ago. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.